Okay, just to let me give you a little idea. When I started the storefront on right there on South Second, this was so bad that I had me and another guy by the name of Angelo Cruz, who was helping me. We would actually have a pipe and bats because people that were coming from other neighborhoods were actually getting off on the street. We shouldn't open the street. My name is Carlos Pagan. I'm a person who was a drug addict at one time. I spent time in prison, in the hospital, sold drugs in this neighborhood because I grew up here. In the program, we developed relationships. Today I'm maybe 74 years old and I'm still working. And I love the work that I do. This is like a community that helps each other. And I could safely say that I'm one of the guys that clean the neighborhood. I believe in drug free, get a job, get a little education, get some training, go back to the world and be somebody and be proud. This young man that's here is he's in charge of all the kitchen facilities of the agency. He came out of the program.
14 years ago, since 1998. And I was a drug addict for 23 years. It was tough love they gave me. It was tough. It was very hard. And when the treatment was very strong, very disciplined. I mean, they didn't pat me in the back. You know, they wasn't soft on me. If they were too soft on me, then I would continue doing what I was doing before. And to help me just, you know, believe in me. Because you can believe in you and you can succeed and you can get somewhere in life. You know, and you don't have to look back and go through the same thing you went through before. I give him my all to this place.